When Governor McAuliffe signed an executive order restoring voting rights to more than 200,000 former felons, he took a leap no other previous governor had ever dared take. And that includes some governors who were interested in automatic restoration of rights, meaning that the individual doesn't have to fill out an application and wait for paperwork to go through before registering to vote.
I think it's going to be frowned upon. I don't think this view is going to hold up.
That's Virginia legal expert Rich Kelsey.
The law has always been interpreted and applied the same way by every former sitting governor, and now you have essentially a change in the Constitution by executive order.
Opponents of the governor's executive order point to language in the Virginia Constitution saying no person convicted of a felony can vote unless his civil rights have been restored. So the legal question is this: does that language require rights be restored on a case-by-case basis? Carl Tobias at the University of Richmond Law School doesn't think so.
I don't think that trumps the other language in a different article, which talks about restoring rights.
Now, ultimately, it might be up to a judge to reconcile two different parts of the Virginia Constitution. I'm Michael Pope.